You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
How about doing ENN then?
This is ENN, don't you know?
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Well, yeah, but what do I care about underwear trends? That's right. Oh, no.
Oh, no, what happened?
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Wow. You think? Just when you think you really know how good RJ is, and you've got it, you've got a good idea of just how good he can be, he does something like that and completely redeems himself.
Hey, that was by request.
I mean, but then he hit so many other things. There were so many pieces in there.
Special.
Love.
That might be my favorite intro of all time that he's ever done.
Wow.
What are your thoughts on that?
No, I think that's a little hyperbolic, but if you're comfortable.
I thought it was terrific.
13-10 KC over Buffalo. Butker just missed an extra point.
Excuse me?
Yep.
Butker.
It's a bad job.
Can't do that. You can't do that.
And in
Butker.
Buffalo, it was wide right.
Now, I'm not going to go into details, but there's a major news story that's been trending throughout the day, Don.
Yeah, okay. Don't go into details.
About Jeffrey Toobin of CNN. I just want to say right here on the air, for anyone who knows what the story is, it's the literal definition of not what you want to say.
I need to look this up.
I think. Well, can you tell us when you do? Or you can just start audibly responding. But it's the definition of just, it's not what you want to say.
Also, it makes you think about maybe he's been spelling his last name wrong.
Wait, Toobin? What?
Oh, I'm dying to know now.
Well, you got a computer in front of you, don't you?
Imagine what, I wonder what Don's monitoring when we're on the air. You and I always know this stuff. What is Don doing?
I'm watching a football game. I mean, there's
an
NFL game.
Okay, but how about on your computer?
Yeah, but there's football.
Well, I have a football on the TV.
Football!
Yes, football! They're playing football!
ENN tonight brought to you by Coors Seltzer. Coors Seltzer, looking for volunteers to help save our rivers. Whatever you're doing, if you drink a Coors Seltzer, you're volunteering.
I volunteer.
Each 12-pack sold will help restore 500 gallons of river water. Drink a seltzer, help save the Hudson River. Details at CoorsSeltzer.com. We'll start off by saying good evening, Michael.
Why?
And then I'd also like to say, if possible, good evening to Don.
I never dated a Judy.
Don, do you figure it out yet?
Oh, yeah, I figured it out. That's pretty interesting.
Not what you
hopefully,
want.
Hopefully he didn't
Maybe
need
it is.
Zoom. It was on Zoom, but hopefully he didn't need Zoom. I found this out looking at Twitter since we were talking about Doc Emmerich. Doc Emmerich just had a conference call to say goodbye and talk to the press. And then after the conference call, he said that he was going to leave his email with the reporters in case he couldn't answer their questions because he was so long-winded. If they have any other ones, feel free to email him.
We're going to have him on tomorrow at 4:30.
Awesome. That's just a nice man. So that's what I'm doing. I'm reading quotes from Doc. I'm watching NFL football. I didn't feel like getting overexposed to the story.
Long story to say that about.
All right, guys, we'll start Jets a little bit. Let's hear from Adam Gase. First, his reaction to what his coordinator, Greg Williams, had said about him last week.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't happy about it, but, I mean, we talked about it, and he knew that it just, right now I feel like our players are doing such a good job as far as trying to get things righted, and, it's just everything we say is it matters. And he understood that none of us can. We got to set the right example.
Agree with Chris on that one.
Should have fired him immediately.
Now the question
is, if he was really in control, he should have fired him immediately.
Here's the question for Gase now. Is there a problem now, though, between him and Greg Williams?
I mean, me and Greg talk so much, and we talk through a lot of things, not just football. Just we talk through things, and majority of the time we're exactly thinking the same thing, and we'll have discussions if we're not. And I just, at that moment, we're just trying to get guys to just focus on doing things better. And, you know, us as coaches, we got to do the same thing.
There you have it.
He's done such a good job.
You're not thrilled. I think that was sarcastic, what you just did right there.
I don't play sarcasm well. I think he's terrific. I think he's an offensive genius. I think people should lay off of him and just give it 4, 5, 6 years, see if he really can put his program in. I think that's important.
Well, the Jets did something useful yesterday. They were so bad that they allowed for Tua Tagovailoa to get his first NFL reps.
Yep. And he looked good.
He was able to come in the game briefly, and he was able to speak on his NFL debut.
I think it was a very special moment for me because my parents weren't here, so I couldn't really remember where we ended our drive at. So I tried to sit close to where we ended our drive at, and I ended up FaceTiming my parents because they couldn't be here. So that's usually how it goes. I usually talk to my parents, you know, after the game. My parents usually never miss my game. So that's what I did. I went out there and I talked to them. But yeah, that's what that moment was about.
So that moment he's referring to is after the game, he went and sat on the field. There's a picture of him just sitting on the field on his phone so he could FaceTime with his parents from the actual spot he played in.
I love it. That's great. Good job.
That's cool.
So the Jets did that. Good work. Now, one thing we didn't talk about a lot today.
What?
Is the Jets trading starting nose tackle and captain Steve McClendon.
Why?
Well, there was so much other stuff to talk about.
No, but why'd they trade him?
Well, he was sent to Tampa. The Jets would get a 2022 sixth-round draft pick.
Okay.
But, Don, McClendon was a locker room leader, another guy that was sort of a real Jet and kind of a guy that got respect in this locker room. So what are your thoughts on him being dealt?
Well, you got to get assets now, right? I mean, you're now down to 0-6 with no hope. Now the smart thing to do is start moving some of the talent you have. You have only until, I think, November 2nd is the deadline?
I think it's Election Day.
All right, November 3rd. You know, so you've got, 15 days to kind of get what you can. Right? I mean, you could worry about leadership and all that, but at this point, with a team that's destined to finish, you know, at best maybe 1-15, 2-14, at worst 0-16, isn't it time to start just collecting draft picks and start moving some bodies here?
Well, this isn't a deal that you write home about. The Jets get a 2022 6th-rounder in exchange for McClendon and a 2023 7th-rounder.
Well, it's not
a special move, but a move.
You talk to general managers.
It's a give-up move. When you're trading a leader, it's a give-up move.
You know who co-signed? You know who co-signs that move? CBS. Just taking a knee. CBS agrees with this.
I'm sure they did monster rating. I even got caught up in Ferris Bueller.
You know how it ends. Why'd you get caught up in it?
Because it's a classic. It really is. And even on regular television, it was better than Rams 49ers, which disgusted me because I had picked the Rams.
So you were watching Ferris Bueller rather than a winner go home game 7.
Oh, you think I'm not on top of these things? You think I'm not on top of these things? But unfortunately, Michael, for baseball, you got plenty of time to work in a network television movie and not miss a pitch.
You were just hoping that you'd see Walker Bueller, so you go Bueller.
Didn't pop to mind at all. Because there's a lot of downtime during baseball. And I know the movie so well, I can parachute in. It drives Nancy crazy. I'll flip around and then go back to the movie, watch it for 3 minutes. Then
have you
flip
found
back
that
over
the longer that you're with Nancy, there are more things that drive her crazy?
Well, of course.
Oh, she's at the point. The pandemic has really pushed this. I mean,
really must despise you.
There are times things happen where you're like, that just came from a place of
real vitriol.
It's very, very pandemic-y. Just like, you know, we just need a little bit of a break.
Yeah,
like,
blame the pandemic.
A little bit of an overreaction to that, I would think.
She's seen the whole act. It's so tiresome to her.
Well, I mean, we make fun of the Don Show. Imagine the Don Show.
Imagine she's living with the Don Show?
It's not.
There's no commercial
not an
break.
Act. It's who I am. She it's knew.
It's a network with no commercials.
Oh, we waited long
it's
enough.
Just endless.
Wait a minute. She doesn't have a kick coming, as Michael likes to say. Because we knew each other a long time before we got married.
It's a great
But now you're much more established, and you also have way more opinions than you had back then. You have an opinion on everything. Probably so sick of it.
Yeah, I feel like when she met you, you could barely talk.
Right.
And now look at it.
Barely string together like two words. And now you just go on and on and on.
If you want baseball scores, press 1. Football scores, press 2.
Political take, press 3.
Right. The porn line, press 4.
I got to say, though, there isn't much political conversation because we are just right there together.
All right, here we go. Absolutely. RJ, breaking news. Here we go. Don and Nancy on the exact same page politically. Please fill us in. Where will you be casting your ballot?
Well,
November
I will
3rd?
Tell you one difference. There was a difference.
Okay.
Okay? On question one. We disagreed on question one.
What about was question legalization one?
And then Don did an entire special Don Show on it.
On legalization?
Yeah. There was a we disagree on question one.
Wow. All right.
Now I want to see if you guys... So, Bucks Raiders will be on Fox or NBC next Sunday, or this coming Sunday.
Okay.
Oh, do we already have the CBS lineup?
CBS going with Scream. Is that a knee?
That is a knee. And all the respect. They're all in on the knee. They had Drew Barrymore. She was already doing promotional spots during Ferris Bueller for anticipation of next week. So...
On screen?
By the way, maybe it's not taking a knee, though. Maybe they have a plan. Maybe these Sunday night big, just go big time movies.
I bet
Sunday
you it did
working.
A phenomenal number. Can we get the number? Can we
There's
get
There's no
to
way
get
it
number?
Did a big number against baseball big, and football. It was a good football. Game.
Oh, it crushed the baseball. Crushed it. Football crushed it, but I bet you Bueller beat the Dodgers.
I don't think it did.
Right, absolutely. Greek, get on that, please.
Here we
Text
go.
Text me, too, because
Here's my prediction. 16 million. For the football, $3.5 million for the baseball, $2 million for Ferris Bueller.
All right, please, Greg.
That's what I'm saying.
I want it before ENN if possible.
Like Greek is your personal jukebox. You throw a coin in and press a button.
What does he do? Very good. What is his title?
He's producing the show.
Thank
on
you.
The TV
Thank
side.
You. Thank you. And so he's got these numbers. I'd ask Andrew, but I think Greek's got the numbers more readily available than Andrew does.
Yesterday
Peter, he's producing the show, right?
That's right.
This isn't a big ass.
No, listen, Don, please don't play into this. Every time I've ever said on the show, hey, yes, can you get a shot of... Now you're directing? Michael has to yell every
is
time.
Is that how I say it?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, now you're going to direct them. Is that how guttural I am?
Don, have you heard it before?
Listeners must love that.
Well, yesterday was one of those days where if you were a current Patriots fan, probably didn't feel great. The Patriots just got, basically were just getting their butt kicked by Denver from the opening kickoff. Never got it going at all. And Tom Brady was just rolling on the Packers yesterday. Here's Cam Newton on the lack of practice hurting the Patriots after the COVID-19 positive test.
I know exactly, you know, what it is. It's just respectfully for the sake of where we are right now. You know, I don't think it's beneficial for me to speak on that, being obviously the performance today. You know, it showed a lot of the time off showed, but yet, you know, like I said, I have to be better, and I will be better.
They look terrific. Good. His outfit yesterday was terrific.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It didn't annoy you?
No, not at all.
Another great quarterback was not good yesterday. Aaron Rodgers throwing just the third pick six of his career. But he says that a game like this was needed to wake up the Pack.
I feel like we needed a little bit of a wake-up call at some point this season because things have been so good. And there's been so much talk maybe outside the building about the ease with which we're, you know, moving the ball on offense and scoring. You know, I think we need a kind of a kick in the ass a little bit as a little bit of a wake-up to, you know, stop feeling ourselves so much and get back to the things that got us this position.
Couldn't he say kick in the butt for the kids that are listening to the car with the dad?
It's all grown.
Mom.
Michael's offended. Also, I should mention, in talking about that Bucks Packers romping, Rob Gronkowski caught a touchdown pass.
First one of the year?
First one from Brady since 2018. And by the way, decent Gronk yesterday. Five catches, 78 yards. And how many touchdowns do you think it is all time between Brady and Gronk?
46.
47.
91.
Wow.
Wow.
It's a lot.
We were only three over combined.
Yeah. You guys were not on it. Kirk Cousins not playing well, guys.
You like that?
Three picks in the first half yesterday, I believe. Kirk is not pleased with his play.
You like that? You like that?
Here's Cousins on his turnover problems.
You know, I need to correct it. You know, I need to finish the season with a different story, you know, regarding the interceptions. So that's something that I need to improve with the remaining games we have. You know, I don't know that I'd limit to the interceptions. I think it's just the entire, you know, offensive performance. We just need, you know, I need to be better. We need to be better.
Yeah, you do.
It's not what you want. What's happening out there? Not what you want. Don, any words you want to say about legendary hockey broadcaster Doc Emrick announcing his retirement?
I think he's the best. He brought enthusiasm to games that never wavered, ever. He just loved what he did, and it showed, and he's twice the human being he was as an announcer. I mean, he gave you advice. He talked hockey with you. Always asked how you're doing. He was as accessible as anybody in the business, and he's going to be missed because he's been the voice for a long time. And I don't think there's anybody who didn't like the person, and he was just, I think, the best at what he did. And he's going to be
missed. Peter, do you think that we lay out tomorrow and just let Don handle the interview with Doc at 4:30?
I mean, you know, I'm
going to step aside.
I would if I were you.
What if you were me? I'm asking you. Are you you lay out on most interviews, so.
Yeah, I lay out on most interviews anyway. So what am I going to add here?
That would be very nice of you guys if you did that.
I'm happy to lay out.
But you know what you're hearing a lot of? You know whose name was trending when this announcement was made?
Jeffrey Toobin?
Well, that was later. I'm talking about when Doc announced his retirement, and it wasn't John Forslund or Kenny Albert. You know what name was trending?
Brendan Burke.
No.
Don LaGreca.
Peter, do you have a guess?
No.
Gary Thorne.
Wow.
People love Gary.
But you know what? Gary's close to Doc's age. He seems like a lot younger than that, but I think Gary's definitely over 70.
But I just I bring that up not because I think he's got a chance at the gig, because I think they're just going to promote from within.
72, Michael.
Wow.
And I think he's happy to be doing what he's doing, working with the Baltimore Orioles. But it just shows you that after all these years, and he has not called a game for ABC/ESPN since 2004, that he still resonates in the hockey community. And that's saying something, right? For his name to trend tells you that that's what people remember. And that's a credit to the work that ESPN and ABC did with hockey before they left.
Another name to consider, but now he's got a bigger job, Steve Levy. He's very good television hockey play-by-play. But How about Don, Peter? How about that?
No.
Why can't they consider Don?
I think Don should be in the conversation.
That's just.
And it would be such a great thing for Nancy just to get him out of the house every weekend.
Let's go with Don! I think Don should be in the combo, but hey, that's me.
I'm looking at these numbers, and I'm humbled by them.
All right.
I wish you loved the sport like I do.
To me. And let me see if they jive with anything else that I've gotten. I'm just trying to figure it all out because we got peaks and all that. So I got
a minute here.
I got Rams 49ers.
Okay.
10.3 million.
All right. Lower than I thought.
The baseball 6.4 million.
Wow. Good showing.
Game 7.
Still, that's
Ferris good. Bueller's Day Off, 2.7.
Then you know what? You take a knee, you should be embarrassed.
No,
why?
You got 2.7 million people to watch a movie that was made 36 years ago, and you didn't have to pay a dime to air it.
I was very close to my number on the Ferris
Bueller. Great job.
Thank you.
I think very CBS is the winner. For the money that they paid for football and baseball rights, believe me, CBS came out on top on that.
Good
decision.
Job, Ferris Bueller. He
Come
delivers.
On, 2.7, great job. And that's actually Fauci on 60 Minutes. CBS did all right.
By the way, you mentioned all these broadcasters who were talking about Doc Emmerich. Joe Buck has quite a week of broadcasting.
Yes.
7 games in 7 days. Every game of the World Series, plus football right now, and football on Thursday. He is a true maniac.
I wonder how baseball feels today, though.
What do you mean?
That their guy was taken away for football.
He's Joe Buck. I'll tell you what. Joe has earned the right to do whatever he wants. He's that great. He's legendary. He's a Hall of Famer. But if you're baseball, you got to be red hot. He doesn't do a game, and Joe Davis did a great job.
It's no reflection on
him. No, it's, you're taking our lead play-by-play guy for a regular season NFL game. I can't have it.
It must be the deal, though, right?
I don't know what the deal is, but it upset me if I'm Major League Baseball. That's not what it should be. Our lead guy has to do a Game 7 of the NLCS, the team that goes to the World Series. Somebody else could have done the Bucks and the Packers. It's not that big a deal. Again, Buck does whatever he wants. That's how great he is. So I'm not knocking Buck. I'm just saying that Major League Baseball had to be red hot about that. I mean, red hot.
I didn't read any stories on the logistics of it all. But maybe it just came down to they didn't know there was going to be a Game 7 until Game 6 ended. And that was and that was the night game, right?
Right, but so he was still there. Game.
And I guess the idea is if I pull him off of Bucks Packers, right? And then there's no Game 7, then there's no Joe Buck at all.
Well, then you have somebody there in the football game just in case. If there's no Game 7, you say goodbye. Joe Buck moves you out of that seat. But if there's a Game 7, he stays and does the NLCS.
Tells you, I guess the relationship Fox has with football is more important than baseball.
That's what it is. But if I'm baseball, that doesn't make me happy.
No, but I think they probably know the rules of engagement to the point where they probably can't complain about
if
it.
So game one is, by the way, all the games in the World Series could be heard right here on 98.7.
That's right.
Game one is Tuesday. Game three is Wednesday. Thursday's an off day. Game four is Friday. Game three is Friday. Game four is Saturday. If there is a game five, he's doing the World Series. He's not doing football, so he can miss that football game.
But you know, here's what it comes down to. I'm just looking at some of the breakdown of the numbers. Packers Bucks, right? It did like 16.7 million people. I mean, so it's got 10 million more viewers than the baseball does. So that's what does it. You know, so Fox, they're probably like, I am not going to take a chance in losing Buck for a game that's going to, you know, have a much better rating than the baseball. That's probably what it comes down to.
Listen, as great as Joe Buck is,
right?
If, let's say that Fox called up Tim McCarthy last week and said, listen, if there's a game seven, we need Peter Rosenberg to work with Troy Aikman and do that game.
I could do it.
Would there be one less person tuning in?
And
if not,
same,
if anything, there'd be more because Peter would bring in the hip hop audience.
Right. Thank you.
But the same can be said for the baseball. You know, it's a game seven. I'm sure the audience wouldn't have changed at all.
But it's a postseason game compared to a game, a six-week game.
All right. But you're talking about something that literally had 10 million more viewers. So the fact that it was a playoff game, I guess, to the executives are irrelevant. Give Joe Buck to the audience. Am I wrong, Peter?
You're right. All I'm saying is baseball could not have been pleased.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Guys, this story tickles me. There is a small wrestling federation, but they have a TV deal. They're on, I think, The Zone.
Can I just tell you one thing before you give the story?
You know what?
Dodgers announced Clayton Kershaw will be game one starter. Please.
You know, David Ortiz was touting that he should have started game seven. Did you hear that? Did you watch the post game in game six?
Yeah, David says some things that I don't necessarily always agree with.
So, MLW does a wrestling program on The Zone. And it's a smaller federation with some bigger names who pop up here and there. But in my opinion, this move is a stroke of genius that should be appreciated by even the great Vince McMahon. They have brought in a new referee, guys. A new referee. And now usually referees are not a thing of note, but I've always thought, why don't wrestling companies do more with stories around the referees? Well, maybe that'll happen this time around because disgraced NBA ref Tim Donaghy will come in as a referee for MLW. I believe this to be brilliant. What better a job? Don, you don't love this?
No, it's clown shoes.
What are you talking about? It's clown shoes.
Yeah, it's absolutely
it's amazing.
The guy's a disgrace. So what are you doing? Just in case people don't think the wrestling's weird, they got to do this? Just in case there's a few people out there that think there's legitimacy, they got to do this?
Well, Don, I don't think you're playing into the fact that he's showing up to be the most legitimate of referees. I think he shows up under a shroud of controversy and his past. And people are going, how could you bring this guy in? And you say, no. This guy's really going to be good this time around. And then he turns out to be a filthy, money-taking cheater.
No, I'm not feeling it. And I'm not that guy. I mean, I respect what my brother does. I bet you my brother hates it, too.
But, Don, you're acting like he's going to Oxford in England.
I don't understand. It's an indie wrestling promotion.
But that,
this is the perfect play. And now they have a referee all of a sudden that's interesting. He can be cheating
for the bad guys.
But Don
holds everything
guys.
In very high esteem. He really does. He always has.
Don's worried about the very small percentage of the population
that would be offended by this.
Yeah, that thinks that wrestling refereeing's on the up and up currently.
I think that Donaghy is going to be the type of ref, though, which I've always been a big proponent of.
Here we go.
Make sure that the ladder's not there.
Yep.
The folding chairs. Get them away from the ring. That's what a good ref would do. They can't find a good ref.
I do realize that we're talking about a person that gets tapped on the shoulder, looks the other way, and then all of a sudden.
Correct.
You know,
That happens.
Get that there's not a lot of legitimacy to the position. I get that.
That's why it's great.
But this guy's just a disgrace. I bet
you
my brother
he's going to fix the wrestling?
It's not the point. It's not like it's if you had like a guest referee or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, but hold on.
I felt like I wanted to take a shower when we had him in studio.
You know what? But here's the thing. The reason I like it is it's not some person who never did anything of the sort who has no business being a referee. He was an NBA referee. He made it to the highest level of reffing. So there's reason to believe he could do the job. He says he's rehabilitated. He wants another chance. They give him the chance. And slowly but surely, you're noticing the counts are slow. You're noticing he's turning his back at weird times. And all of a sudden, you have to start questioning, is this guy on the take?
You don't like the answer? What do you want me to tell you?
But what an odd answer. This is the oddest answer you've ever given.
I was sure. Why? Michael, what do you think? I think it's great. You into it or no?
Sure.
But Michael likes it because he's got no respect for what you do and what wrestling means. And I get it. Wrestling is not sports. But Michael, in Michael's agreement that it's no problem, it's a shot. He's taking a shot.
But you're
I hear what you're saying.
This isn't Boris Paskey against Bobby Fischer. What are you doing? It's wrestling.
In this case, Don, I don't disagree with him. And I love wrestling more than anything. But the sillier the character to come play a referee, especially considering he has a legit ref pass, right. To me, this is a stroke of genius. Listen, we're allowed to disagree. Last week, we had a caller call up who made some guesses on Friday in our trivia contest. You thought the guy was working us. You would not be convinced otherwise.
Yes.
Myself, Michael, Andrew, all of us said, worst take you've ever had. You wouldn't back down.
And Peter, and you wonder, right? You wonder. You wonder why Nancy's done.
You think that I'm a moron, that I'm this aggressive in our arguments with my wife.
Yeah, come
I don't
on,
know.
He backs
yeah,
down.
But
come
there's
on,
something really. That's annoying her.
Really, at 7 o'clock, we could pretend this whole thing didn't happen. In my life, I can't have an argument and just have it extend out, because you know how I'd be. I'd never give up on it. It would go on for months.
So you give up on every argument. So she doesn't even know the real Don thought.
She
you give up
because
you take
she knows
a knee.
Me
you
so well.
You become CBS in the argument with
oh,
Nancy.
Oh, absolutely. No, come on. You don't do that?
No.
No, the sign of a good marriage is when to take a knee.
Oh. No.
Yeah, Don becomes a 2014 episode of How I Met Your Mother. Taking a knee.
No,
and
absolutely.
Guys, Andrew Siciliano missed his first day ever Zone.
Because it wasn't him. I went to the red zone, and it was a different voice. It was jarring.
And guess what? He had COVID-19, tested positive, first time he's ever missed a day of red zone. So we send our best out to Andrew. But quite a streak. Quite a streak. That'll do it for ENN on this Monday.
That's a tremendous gig, by the way, too.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.